Blog Talk Radio.
And you don't stop, keep it on, keep it on, keep it on. You don't stop, keep it on, keep it on. Where the party at?
Where the party at? Let's take a little time and talk about it. What's going through your mind as we shake?
I've got my co-host on the line. We've got Ron. We've got Keisha Taylor. We're here.
We out here. Hey, black-ass people.
Hey, we black-ass people today. Yup.
Yeah.
What's up? What's up, Ron? What you been doing all week? I ain't talk to you. What's been going on?
Bunch of bullshit.
Uh-oh.
You ask me a question, don't catch me on the inhale. Just do me that favor. Don't do that for me next time.
Okay.
I don't be knowing. We don't know here.
No, they're all four words. It was all I had in my throat was them four words.
Dang. I'm sorry. All in your throat. They don't need sound back. Oh, that's what she said.
Whoa.
No.
That was cute.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry.
So this is, okay.
This is what we're doing today. This is what we're doing. So,
say less.
I caught my second wind. Y'all, I've been up since 3:45 this morning. So, yeah, I caught my second wind. So, whatever comes out my mouth will come out.
I done took three naps today, and I am fresh than a motherfucker.
Three naps?
Well, damn, I'm the only one that was working hard today.
Shit. No, I worked hard. Girl, yes, I worked hard today. I've been up since 3:45. I had a 6 a.m. flight. I worked multiple flights today and drove home.
Man, you've been working hard for, like, I don't know how long. But I'm talking about out of us regular folk. Ryan said he took three naps. I didn't take a nap today. I did mad shit.
Three naps today. Yeah. And I've been on daddy duty all day. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that, baby. You taking a nap?
Did you think
with
I take naps too?
What? Not only did I make her take a nap, I drove so that she would get tired and get sleepy. Come on, let's go for a ride.
Lord.
Y'all know when children in that back seat, you know what I'm saying? Their heads start nodding. Like, all right, let me head back home. She's sleeping.
Yeah. Yeah.
jerk. Treat their baby that way. I'm coming to pick her up.
It's either that or drugs.
I know people who come into the pharmacy to get baby melatonin.
See?
They sure enough do, don't they? They be buying that shit like it's going out of style.
Like it's a
all
TikTok.
You got to do. They be buying it, baby. They be buying that thing.
Fucking little nappy head children. What you was about to say? All you got to do is what?
I was going to come get her. I was going to come hang out with her and bring her back. That's all I was going to do. I babysit. I bring kids back. I don't keep them. I bring them back.
Shit, you couldn't bring her back. Don't nobody be home. What you going to do there?
I'm going to leave her outside on the...
Oh, shit.
You better come back and get her. I'm leaving her out here on the porch.
Technically, she is home.
She's home.
No, I remember I was babysitting. This funny story. I was babysitting, right? And the girl I was babysitting for, she was like one of my friends at the time. So she was like, okay, I'm going, you know, to Philly. You know, I'll be back. Tell me why I had to take this baby to her grandmother's house. Because she just never came back that day. Like, she never came back. Like, just was out here, just gone. And I had to take the baby to her grandmother's house because I had a job interview the next day. And come to find out,
when did she get back?
She got back. The job interview was Friday. She got back, I think, like Monday.
Oh, shit. She tried to play you.
So I had the baby. I had the baby on Thursday.
The bitch came back
and
Monday.
And she came back Monday.
No, not she. The bitch. Monday.
Yeah, she came back Monday.
No, not she. Again, not she. She's not a she. When you leave your child from Thursday to Monday, when you say, I'm running to Philly and I'll be back, you have become a bitch.
Right, I'll be back.
The bitch came back Monday.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I was like, oh, no. Yeah, no. We're not doing this. I don't do that. I do 4 hours. Like, I'll babysit for 4 hours. Anything after 4 hours, no, I'm not doing that shit. No.
See, I was on some shit where I'm thinking, you know what I'm saying, she got back like 2 a.m. that morning, something like that, knowing you had to go to the job. And if you're okay, that's pushing it, but I got you. You know what I'm saying? You back in time. Monday, nigga? Monday?
Monday? Monday. And you knew that shit was on Friday? Bitch, I have to bop you in the top of your head.
Oh, the very top. Several times.
With my fist. And that brings us to what we're talking about tonight. She scammed you out of some babysitting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So tonight, guys and gals, we drink, we touch, we stay.
That's exactly what she
we
was.
We drink, we cuss. We say inappropriate ass things. Some of us drink. Some of us smoke.
Some of us do.
Some of us don't. So that's what we're here for tonight. Tonight's show is going to be brought to you by some Jack Daniels, honey. Yep, it's been a while since me and Jack have been together. And tonight we shall dance. A musical.
Nigga, you sound like Jack is Mrs. Jones. Y'all got a thing going on. What the fuck is going on? What's really good?
Hey, listen, she ready. She ready.
Listen,
she ready.
And I'm just going to go. And then when we get done, I'm going to sleep. That's all I'm going to do. I ain't going to do no ready shit. I'm just going to go to sleep.
You working tomorrow?
No, nigga. I'll tell y'all what I'm doing tomorrow. We'll talk about it. Let that be the last 30 minutes or so.
She driving 4 hours somewhere to need some strain.
Oh, hell
woman
no.
For
oh,
a vehicle.
She about to do something real strange. Okay.
She about to go back to the last 30 minutes. From fucking Ohio or some dumb shit.
No, listen. It's no craziness. But we'll talk about it the last 30 minutes of the show. That's what we'll do, okay?
Right.
That's what
we'll do.
Okay, so.
And I promise I'll stay awake.
If you miss it, if you miss it, you miss it, because I ain't going to tell it again. If you miss it, you miss it. I ain't going to tell the story again. All right, so this week we're talking about scammers.
I'm sorry.
I got
a story. Nigga, you make it seem like we ain't got fucking archives, nigga.
I will delete that bitch. How about that?
Nigga, make it seem like we ain't got fucking archives. Like, the shit ain't fucking for perpetuity. Nigga. Don't threaten me.
I will delete it. I will delete it. As I put your chicken
wings.
Nigga,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know facts. Nigga, this shit is saved.
So, this week has been interesting. So, this is why we're talking about scammers. I don't know if y'all know my Facebook friend, Shadress Denise. She is author, writer, editor. She does a whole lot of stuff. Podcaster. She does a lot of things. She's from straight... Her podcast is Straight Tequila, No Chasing. So she reaches out to me earlier this week because we had a mutual friend and we both got friend requests at like the same time. And like I noticed that she was a mutual friend, but I got caught in work and I fell asleep when I got to the hotel after I ate. And so she reached out to me the next day. She was like, hey, girl, do you know this dude? I was like, wait, I was going to tell you that yesterday, but I fell asleep. I said, do you know him? She was like, no, I don't know him, but he was cute. I was like, he is kind of cute, huh? Y'all. So she said that he was asking her a bunch of questions or whatnot, and it just felt really weird. So y'all know, I'm in school for cyber crimes and cyber security. Not only am I a flight attendant. No.
All right.
What?
No, I'm not going to ask it.
Okay, good. So, so she and I are talking back and forth. She's telling me what he said to her. So I'm having a conversation with dude. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to see. I got time today. I got 2 hours between my flights. I ain't got shit else to do. So I'm sitting there talking to him or whatever. And the first red flag was he told her that he was 39, right? He told me that he was 41. This nigga aged overnight. Number one. Two, he's like, I'm from California. Okay. All right. That's wonderful. What you doing in California? Oh, I'm in the military. Oh, okay. So he's like now trying to say, hey, do you use WhatsApp? I was like, no. So he sends me the link to download it. I was like, I'm not downloading that shit. He's like, why? I said, because I don't need it. What I need it for? So that we can talk. Sir, we're talking right here on Facebook Messenger. What are you talking about? So then he starts, like his language that was different. Like who the fuck says some shit like, did you have kids? Most people would say, do you have kids, right? Does that sound grammatically correct to you all? Do you have kids?
Yes.
So I said, right, but he said, did you have kids? And he didn't correct no typos and no shit. No, nigga, that's how you speak. Oh, you don't speak it in no goddamn English. What? So I said, so he's like, well, in the military, that's how we use, you know, the WhatsApp is what we use to communicate with people. I said, I got a lot of friends in the military. I talk to them motherfuckers every day via Facebook, Instant Messenger. You know, I talk to them niggas. And he's like, but my boss allows us to use that. Your boss. I said, so if you in the military and you in California and you trying to use WhatsApp to use it, I said, you don't sound like you stateside. He was like, no, I'm in West Africa. on a mission. I said, okay.
I'm all fucking.
Right. I said, okay.
What, you done? You done. Okay. But I'm not done. Got more.
So, my ass. It's, I'm feeding her the information that he's giving me. So we're having a conversation. I said, yo, I'm about to Google image his picture. And she was like, I forgot your ass was in school for some detective ass shit. I was like, yeah, that's what I do. So picture didn't come up or whatever. But y'all know on Facebook, right? You know, when you create your Facebook page, they create a URL for you.
Right.
Right? So the name that he had chosen was like Johnston, some bullshit. Like, your mama named you that? Your mama ain't named you that shit. Like, Nicholson something. Nicholson Anthony. Why don't say Anthony Nicholson? But anyway. So the URL says something like Adam A. Fulani, right?
Sounds like the West Coast of Africa.
So I said, let me Google the name Adam S. Fulani or Adam Fulani.
Just.
However, that shit came up, right? Sorry, my phone dropped. So I Google it. This motherfucker got a fan page, y'all. Listen, he a rapper and some shit. And that motherfucker's from where? Motherfucking Nigeria. So I say to him, first I say, how you know my friend Shadrick?
On the side of the car.
Goddamn. So I said, how you know my friend Shadrick? He was, we met on the internet. I said, oh, he said, but I don't think she's a real person. I think she's fake. I said, now I know you got motherfucking lying. I said, really? You think she's fake? He was like, yeah, and I blocked her. I said, are you sure you blocked her? Because by this time, I already know that she unblocked him, right? So he shows me that he blocked her or wherever. I said, oh, okay. He was like, why are you asking? I said, it's just so funny how you were friends with one of my friends, and now you're friends with me, and we're the only two people that are mutual. I said, now, is your name Adam? I said, who is Adam Fulani?
What you should have did is you should have sent him a voice message instead of typing it. And in the background, you could have had, dun, dun, dun.
You dummy.
No, I'm saying? Sounds like music. Come on now. No, I'm saying? For the effect, when you catch the nigga, is your name Adam? Dun. That should have been crazy.
Fulani. Yo, I didn't have the sound effects on my laptop. I wish I did. I wish I had them shit. So he was like, I don't know who that person is. Really? You don't know? He was like, that, listen to this shit. He said, that name has no bearing on me. Who the fuck talks like this? Nigga, the most educated nigga that I know don't even speak like that.
No. And I'm sorry that the first thing that came to my mind was this. And that sounds like some real gay shit right there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what's the theatrics of it?
My name is Pussy now. Nah, nigga, you Charles, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And there was no Baron. Yeah, that's some, what the fuck is Adam on? Mr. Fulani.
I don't know. I don't know what Adam is on. So I was like, because then he stopped talking to me. I said, are you upset that I found out your real name? Are you upset? Like, and then he deleted and blocked me. So I need these motherfuckers to understand. That's why I posted that post earlier this week that said, I need you scammers to understand I got a special set of skills right now.
How about that?
that I'm not the one. You will not be my Nigerian king. I am not some old ass white woman from what's that show? 90 Day Fiance. Is that Keisha Taylor? You still here? She might have us on mute. But yeah, 90 Day Fiance. You know, I ain't going over to Nigeria to bring you back to North Carolina. Fuck that shit, nigga. No.
And they happening.
No, I know. And nigga, no.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. It was the, what is it, Married? No, it wasn't Married at First Sight.
No,
90 Day Fiancé or something like that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I
and she was, dating a dude in Nigeria. And they got, married in Nigeria.
And hell no. Fuck that shit. You can kiss my black ass that shit.
She brought him over here to the state. And then she wound up calling him a nigger.
Yes, she did. See? And I'm already calling you a nigger, so guess what? We just ain't gonna work. We call you nigger to your face and not care. Right? He was asking a whole bunch of personal, like, information. And I'm like, dude. But he stopped talking to
me. That's what happened to old girl on that same show. Remember, she was dating the dude that she thought was in London. They got a private detective.
Let's see. Listen, y'all niggas know, I read my book. I do my homework and shit. So I be ready. I ain't getting these A's for nothing.
Check it out.
Look, I ain't getting these A's for nothing.
Yo, this scamming shit is, and it come in a lot of different ways, right?
Yeah, so, Dre's here.
What up, Dre?
What up, yo?
No, what up,
yeah. Hey.
Yo, at work they give us these classes about scammers, how they try to reach you electronic emails, right?
Yep, they do it at Walgreens too.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave us the other day. They gave us the class. Pass the class. Whoopie whoop. A few days later, I get an email, and the email say, I got a ticket, and this is the final warning for the ticket. And I'm like, whoa, I don't know ticket, truck. So I click on the email to open it up, and the email's like, see, we got you, stupid. Why the fuck you open the emails, and you ain't look at the signs? I was like, oh, shit, they got me. You know what I mean? So
yeah. They were fishing. So that's what they call email fishing.
Right. Yep. You know what I'm saying? So they got that. So then you got, you know what I'm saying, these old school ways. So we're going to go back to when I was in high school, and niggas with the fucking, the ball under the fucking cap trick. You know what I'm saying? Like three card Molly type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, them scammers.
Son, I saw where the ball was at before, and then all of a sudden I didn't see where the ball was at when it was about my money. So, all right, we're talking. What year was this? This had to have been 88. Yeah, we had to talk about 88, right? So, my mother gave me $60 for a pair of sneakers. I'm like, what the fuck I'm going to get with $60? Like, damn. All right, so you know what? I ain't going to get no sneakers. I can get rid of on these sneakers for another 2 weeks. I'm going to go buy some clothes. No doubt. So me and my man, Kurt, we on the train. I go downtown. We go to Century 21. Outside Century 21, they got the dude with the table, and they doing a little, you know what I'm saying, a little scam. He got his peoples there, of course, and his peoples went in. So me and Kurt don't know no better. So I go up there. I'm like, all right. I got this 60. I see when he done put that ball the last three times, 20 down, and make another 60. Then I have 100. I can get me a pair of sneakers. Boom, that's it. They got me. $20 down. Oops, nope, no ball there. Oh, shit, now I got $40. Damn, I got to do it again because I got to make that back. And he know I got to make it back. So he, come on, little man. Come on, little man. One more time. Boom, now I got $20. $20? Oh, shit. I can't leave with nothing. I can't lose again, can I? Can I lose again, yo?
Yep, pretty much.
Yeah, so I didn't. I went home with my fucking little $20. They got me. All right, so those are those original street ones. Then you got this new internet shit. Is that shit that you talking about, how dudes be coming and they coming on some trying to swap. But then you got these little bitches that be getting these thirsty niggas. And, man, let me tell you, do you know how many bitches done got Cash App some money, done got, you know what I'm saying, Venmo some money, done got...
Listen, I'm so sorry. Y'all, if you didn't have a come up during this pandemic, honey, I feel bad for you, okay? Everybody's been caught a lick during this pandemic. I promise you everybody has.
I ain't caught not one.
Nigga, I've been working for my money.
Okay. All right then.
No fix.
My bad, y'all. My bad. But I mean, I'm just saying.
Maybe you should have told us about the lick and we would have came up on it.
I like to lick, nigga.
I did tell y'all. I told y'all. Y'all was laughing at me. Okay.
This nigga got OnlyFans with her feet on him.
I bet you. No, I don't, ma'am. No, I don't have an OnlyFans with my feet. I do not.
I don't know. You kind of jumped into the fence real quick.
I do not have an OnlyFans with my feet.
I do not have an OnlyFans page.
I do not. That I do not have.
You do not have, or y'all do not have. I mean.
Bro, we don't have an OnlyFans. We do not have an OnlyFans. But all I'm saying is you definitely you could have caught a lick during this pandemic if you know some stuff. You could definitely catch a lick. That's all I'm saying.
Stuttering, son. What's good? What you talking about? Without talking about.
I'm not talking about nothing.
Right.
All I'm saying
is there were some people.
Some people was out here getting to it. They got, you know, what they
nigga,
needed out here.
What are you trying to say without saying?
That nigga, some people. That's what she trying to say.
Nigga.
I'm just saying.
You could have. Well, if I could have, nigga, how could I have? Let me know. Tell me. I ain't that government.
Okay, well, wait a minute. It wasn't OnlyFans where you could get some money. There are other apps that are like OnlyFans, but it's for different things. Like
what?
Okay. So since we're talking about OnlyFans, you know, people have been using OnlyFans, you know, to sell, you know, pictures, new pictures and stuff of themselves, but you don't only have to post that. You can post whatever you want on OnlyFans. But there's
feet, hands, butt. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but there's different
it's different. Like, you could click, like, when you go to OnlyFans, you can click on different stuff. It don't even have to be, it don't even have to be nothing. Like, you don't have to be in the picture or nothing. It's like, it can be anything. Like, they have different subjects you can click on. Like, there's one for Jake, like, socks.
I like fuzzy socks. I'm going to make me one for my fuzzy socks.
There you go. That's it. There's one for hats. There's one for pantyhose. So basically what it is,
is
just pictures. No. You don't have to wear them. That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't have to wear them. All you have to do is take a picture of them. You don't have to be in the picture. You could. Yes. I'm telling you, it's people out here that's, like, getting to it because they are taking pictures of, like, nonsense. Like, wow. It's people making money on YouTube, right? They're making money on YouTube because people are home now. They're watching YouTube a lot. It's like tapping. So, like, you're just tapping on a desk. The whole video is just them, like, tapping on the desk. Like, and because people are searching YouTube, they're making money.
What the fuck I got to do with what you did, nigga? What the fuck that got to do with you?
That nigga been waiting patiently to say this shit. You let it all the way out. That nigga was like, well, what the got to do with you?
I was doing my budget in my head, like, all right, I gotta get this file. And this nigga still talking about hats and shit. I'm like, nigga.
This nigga trying to figure out how he gonna get on OnlyFans. That's what he over here doing. He's trying to figure out what his neck gonna be.
No, I'm saying, I'm doing my budget like, damn, nigga, I need to got to exfoliate. What the fuck?
Like, nigga, and then to subscribe to them shits, like, some of these niggas is out here charging $20 a subscription.
Yes, absolutely.
And got,
I've seen
and
them
got
higher
like
than
10,000
that.
Like, so, and yeah. Motherfuckers is out here paying that shit. I ain't paying it because what you selling on your OnlyFans, I done seen on your Twitter. So,
what are you doing? No more sidetracks, nigga.
tell them what you doing, girl, if you doing it.
Don't do that.
So here's what I've been doing. I have been putting my investigative skills to make me some money. So, you know how I just told you about all these different ways you can make income? I know people that are like, hey, you know, I don't know, what am I supposed to do? I'm like, hey, listen, I'm just the middle person. I just help them along the way. Like, it's like riding a bike. Like, now you teach your kid to ride the bike, and you hold on to the back of the bike, and then after a while you let go. That's how I've been skating by.
Mm-mm. That's real politician. Like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Did say she was training wheels? Is that what this
No, nigga, she said she the middleman. She the middleman for the shit. She the middleman.
Oh, so the nigga's Don King now. Now the nigga's Don King.
Yeah. Now the nigga Don King.
Okay. You push it together.
She said she the middleman.
Yeah. I just add shit together, and then I mind my business after that.
You tease now. You're in the middle of the bread.
So she the peanut butter that keeps the bread together.
Nigga.
She what? What was it?
Peanut butter that keeps the bread together.
Together.
Fuck with it. That's you, chunky ass peanut butter.
I don't chunky. Why she can't be smooth?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Shut up, Lauren. Shut up.
Yo. I'm about to pour me another drink.
But that's how I found out about all of this stuff. Like this, like it's an app. I found just from doing a little investigative work. It's an app called Feet Finder. So what it is basically pictures of feet. It's feet. It's like pictures of feet with like socks on, no socks. Painted toenails, non-painted toenails, like novelty socks, shoes, all types of stuff. And I put somebody onto that, and they've been getting by during this whole pandemic. Because somebody is paying $7. They are paying $7 per picture to look at her feet with socks on.
Right. I'm gonna take some pictures of my funny socks.
What your investigation sounds like, and pardon me for being ignorant, it just sounds like one of them ads on Pornhub that nobody don't click on, and you just clicked on it by accident, and it was Feet Finder. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit, I've seen it somewhere. I don't know where I seen it. I might have had my dick in my hand at the time, so that's why I don't remember.
Oh,
but,
damn.
I'm just saying, that's
Johnny.
What I'm saying.
Damn it, Johnny.
Listen.
How did we get it?
I found it, and I helped somebody out that really needed it, and that's that.
That sounds like one of them ads that you usually don't click on, but you click on by accident. That's what it sounds like.
Oh, damn.
So they got Kitty Finder. Kitty Finder. Did you find that?
Do I have to Google it? I don't know.
I ain't found nothing. I'm not out here in these streets finding shit. Being the peanut butter.
Not so like this nigga fucking
between the
bread. Especially
first of all,
Let's put our skills together. That's what we can do.
Well, now these niggas is fucking a detective agency. Get the fuck out of here.
Yo, we could be
awesome. Don't act like this. I got
exactly.
A special set of skills.
Vital.
We all got a special set of skills. We can put them together.
Flight of Flight Agency. That's the name of it. You know what I'm saying? We find these motherfuckers. Fly out there, we gotta fight a fucking bitch. We gotta cut a bitch, or we gotta, you know what I'm saying, get first class agencies to the ticket. What you need? That's y'all.
Oh, God, I can't stand your ass. So, Ron, so you at work, you learned about phishing and the whole scam things that happen through the computer, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So, this is for the both of y'all, you and Dre. Have you all ever been catfished / scammed by somebody? Like,
well,
my story, because I told
you. They ain't ever scam me for no money.
This nigga said he was catfished.
I was catfished. I mean, you know the story. I got catfished for seeing no money on my ass, so that's the goddamn show.
I don't know the story. Tell me the story. I'm listening.
Nigga, you know the story, too, because you was all in the comments, too.
But I'm old, and I forgot. So tell me.
Just make a dough.
So funny. It's a deal. All right, well, Ron, you probably don't know. I don't know if I told on some more show or not, but I fucked around, and my homeboy was like, yo, you need to get on Plenty of Fish, man. There'd be some chicks out there, man. You might find love. So my dumb ass did it like something started. So I called best friend and told her where I was going, right? And she was like, well, if you get up there, let me know, blah, 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 we're going to be protected. I was like, all right, cool. So I drove all the way from here to them, this spider fest, it's called Leatherwood. It's in Martinsville, Virginia. It's like an hour and 30 minutes away. I get up there. First of all, the bitch said that she lived in a big-ass house and all this other bullshit, right? So when we get there, we meet up at Elizabeth's. I can follow up to her crib. So she pulls up. She in the new Escalade just came out that year. Big motherfucking Escalade. Big rims and shit. I'm like, oh, shit, this motherfucker got some money. Like, this damn the new joint. So I'm like, okay. But she didn't get out the car. Okay. So I'm following behind this motherfucker. And then she told me that she had this big-ass house. But we going up this hill to get to her crib, and the hill was so goddamn steep, my damn car started overheating. I'm like, what the fuck? So that's the first thing that pissed me off. Man, we get to this motherfucking spot, man. The bitch lived in an old school. It was a school turned into an apartment. So I cut the corner and run up, not making this shit up. This shit, it was so many niggas out there. It looked like the beginning of the motherfucking Wu-Tang Cream video when the motherfucker was sitting over the barrel singing and shit. These motherfuckers looking at me. They was like, yo, you was my dog? Like, these niggas was roasting weed, nigga, over a motherfucking damn barrel. Like, it was like a bunch of barrels. So I'm over here, I'm locking doors in the car. I didn't grab my pistol, put it in my lap, and put one in the chambers. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? I said, maybe she going to pick up somebody. So we parked, and then she gets out the car. I noticed that the car was doing a lot of rocking when she got the car. Now, remind you, her profile picture was a slim chick. Man, she cut that corner, man. It was like four more people showed up. Now, man, she big as shit. On her profile picture, she was skinny. She was like, give me a hug. She all husky and shit. I'm like, what the fuck? Couldn't find out the bitch had a twin sister. She put the twin sister picture on the profile. Okay. So, Ron, this way it get interesting. Now, mind you, we already standing in the parking lot, and we going across the street to her apartment. So, it's like a gang of niggas outside. Like, it's like 40, maybe 50 people outside. Dude, they out there roasting wings. Two big-ass motherfucking deer, niggas. I'm talking about bucks. These motherfuckers just walk through the goddamn hood, and I stop. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, I ain't never been that close to a goddamn deer, so I stop. This motherfucking girl said, oh, man, they do that every day. They ain't going to bother you. Them deers walked up to the damn little people and shit, walked through. I'm like, man, that's a big-ass motherfucking moose. Like, what the fuck? Like, this is a big-ass fucking animal. I'm like, God damn, I'm nervous as shit now. So we're going up to the hallway and shit, go to her damn apartment and shit, right? And remind you, we get in the crib, cold as a motherfucker in there. She's like, yo, you want me to cut the heat on? I was like, yeah. So I'm thinking, you know what I'm saying, she got, you know what I'm saying, central heat like everybody else. Man, this bitch pulls out two raggedy-ass space heaters, dog, and them motherfuckers have just been banned. So when she put blood the motherfucker up, this spark shooting out that motherfucker, I'm like, nigga, what the fuck? Like, I'm just mad. So she told me that she was in there by herself. The bitch didn't say she had a kid. So I'm sitting there, I'm thinking in my mind, like, yo, I got to get the fuck out of here. I got to make up a lie. I got to get the fuck out of here. I got to get the fuck out of here. So I'm like, yo, what the fuck can I tell this motherfucker? So I get the fuck out of the house. So I was like, boom. I'm going to get something to eat. So I was like, cause, you know what I'm saying? It's like 12 o'clock at night. So I'm like, okay, yeah, this bitch, she probably already done ate. You know what I'm saying? She fat as hell. She not know she done ate. I said, look, I ain't ate nothing, man. I said,
but that
I'm
don't mean
back
she
ain't
hungry.
Man, listen. I said, I'm about to shoot back down the road to McDonald's right quick, grab me some eggs. I ain't ate nothing. She's like, oh, shit, give me a number 10. Give me a number 10, a large. I'm like, bitch, what the fuck, man? I'll get you something. Then this bitch yells out, Mook Mook, what you want for McDonald's? What you want? Who the fuck is Mook Mook? Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, who the fuck is Mook Mook to this goddamn party? And who's this guy, too? Put your goddamn order on my motherfucking damn my fake meal. This is a fake meal, man. I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. Like, what the fuck? I'm gonna get the hell out of here, ma'am. This is a fake meal. You ordering and I'm not coming back. I'm not coming back. No,
ma'am.
I'm not coming back.
Fake meal, nigga. Fuck the fuck that he got fucking.
He said, ma'am.
Look. So Mook Mook comes off and in the back. Mook Mook goes fat ass damn door. This motherfucker big as hell, got more rings than the damn mama around her damn neck and shit. I want a Happy Meal with a milkshake. I'm like, you don't care your goddamn ass to bed. Like, it's damn hot 12 o'clock. Why the fuck are you up anyway? Ain't no more goddamn milkshake. The fuck? So at this point, I'm pissed, Lord. I'm mad. I am mad. Like, I'm sitting up there. I just knew I'm going up there to get some prime time. Like, this bitch has been talking nasty all goddamn week. And I'm sitting there talking nasty back to this bitch. But little did I know, I'm talking nasty to the damn skinny twin. Not this big fat motherfucker that's on the other end of this goddamn phone. Like, you could have told me you was there seven other people when I got there. So if I would have still kicked the witch, if you know what I'm saying, you big as shit, well, I ain't got no damn problem with that shit. So I'm like, I'm just sitting there mad as fuck. I'm sitting there thinking to myself, like, how the fuck this bitch got this big-ass motherfucking Escalade, this new joint, you know what I'm saying? Like, this shit was brand spanking ass new. This was like a, I think it was like a 2012 or a 2013, and she was fly as fuck. This bitch live in a dorm room. Like, what the fuck? I'm mad as shit, dog. So, I let them wrote down their fake orders that I'm not going to get. I said, I'll be right back. So I walked down the steps and shit. The damn two dealers walked back by and they looked at me. And I'm looking at these motherfuckers like, what the fuck, man? I'm stressing and paranoid at this motherfucking ass. So I'm like, okay, let me get in the car.
They wanted to put their fake on.
Bruh, the dealers walked right by me and shit. Like, they done went to the cookout and had a little damn good old time. So I'm riding back by the cookout, dude yelling, you think that, man, you sure you don't want no winnings, nigga? Move, I'm going to fake McDonald's.
That's funny.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, what the fuck? And more of the story is, as far as I know, that bitch probably still up there hungry waiting on that food because I sure didn't come the fuck back. Then, my black ass, I call best friend thinking I'm going to get some kind of sympathy and shit. Like, she's going to be like, oh, this messed up. I feel so bad for
you.
Nah. What this motherfucker do wrong on the other end? I called Jay. I said, yo, best friend, I got catfish. What? This motherfucker laughed. I couldn't even get the rest of the story out. She laughed like a motherfucker. That laugh right there. That punk ass laugh right there, Ron. And I'm like, yo, I didn't tell nobody, you know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, I ain't telling nobody this shit. But this shit is embarrassing. Like, how you, a player got fucked up, nigga? I had to go to fake McDonald's to get out of this situation, dog. Like, god damn. And so, one night, I was just, somebody made a post about catfish or whatever. So I was just like, I'm going to tell my story. And I ain't know this shit was going to blow up like that, but that shit had like 1,000 some odd comments. Niggas was dying laughing. And they thought this shit was fucking fake. They thought I made it up. I'm like, yo, best friend, I told her word for word everything I posted. And she was like, she ain't lying, y'all. That nigga called me that night. I was in the flow. She didn't give me no kind of sympathy, Ron. Like, look, she sat there and said, I'm going to come pick you up tomorrow. We're going to go out to eat. Black lunch. I'm thinking, okay, she's going to be there, you know what I'm saying, calm the nerves, you know what I'm saying, be there with more support. We go get something to eat. Let's help her. So what she really did? Why are you waiting on no food? Why are you getting food back? She asked me all the wrong goddamn questions, Ron. She didn't ask me how was I feeling. She didn't ask me about my feelings, dog. She didn't say nothing. She worried about the fake bitch that's 300 and some odd goddamn pounds and the fake McDonald's. She worried about why I ain't telling the fake McDonald's. Like, what the fuck, man? What about me? What about my motherfucker? She worried about the old fake bitch. When the fake bitch comes, like, what the fuck? I cannot win for losing, man.
What you want me to do about your feelings? What you want me to do?
I don't know why you thought she didn't have any sympathy for you.
I wouldn't know what he's talking about. Nigga,
that shit was terrible.
Listen.
See, my first thing is maybe I'm just a nasty motherfucker and I'm just the wrong influence. But my first thing is, once I see that situation right there and how it played out, and I actually come inside, then my dick got to get sucked immediately. And I got to leave.
No, man, tell! How your dick get sucked immediately and motherfucking mook up? Mook up, ready to goddamn eat. That bitch wasn't even sleep. That little fat fuck wasn't even sleep, dog.
That got nothing to do with my penis. Nothing to do with it.
Oh, God, these niggas. What is what?
I'm just saying, if I'm walking through some bullshit situations, you know what I'm saying, thinking with the wrong head, you know what I'm saying, and
oh,
at
I've
that point, there's no need, you know what I'm saying, to start thinking with the right head. Might as well just finish this whole fucking dick-led, you know what I'm saying, fiasco out. You know what I'm saying? You done drove all the way here, you done went up the hill and almost burnt your transmission out. Know what I'm saying? You don't walk by niggas roasting weenies and wildlife, know what I'm saying, to get upstairs with these four bitches. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got that part right. Oh.
Nigga, the least you could have did was titty fuck. I mean, find one of them think of it. Or something. But I don't know. I'd at least bust it up. I'm hungry as shit. You hungry? All right, let me go to McDonald's.
Look, this bitch gonna tell me when we get in there, don't think you gonna get some because it's actually 12. Bitch, I'm trying to make a plan to get up out of this motherfucker. What the fuck?
Oh, God.
Raising
my hand. I got a question, right? So when you saw, so like when she hit the corner, right, and you saw she was bigger than all outside, right? Why you just ain't pull off?
I was already out the car. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, man. So I'm like, yo, I ain't gonna be disrespectful. I'm just like, yo.
Originally, and she didn't get out the vehicle, and you saw that she had multiple chins. Why didn't you just?
No, it was dark. It's like it's 12.
It was dark,
night.
Man.
Like,
it was dark.
So
as
listen,
shit.
Listen, Linda. What he should have done, he should have stayed in his ass in that car until she got her ass out the car and then got out the car. But when he saw her rocking back and forth, first of all, who the fuck is big enough to rock an Escalade back and forth? A fat bitch. So.
Thank you.
This is why you shouldn't have told me that story. This is why.
Right, because she's going to listen to this like, hold on. So you drove all this way, meet up with the bitch, and then still don't know what she look like, and you follow her some more?
Right. Nigga, you should have turned around me at Elizabeth. Should have turned around.
Yes, I'm just sitting there. I'm like, man. Lord.
But listen, Dre, as I said, I've been in situations where I've, you know what I'm saying, been like, I'm here. I'm really here. I really see this low and I'm here, right?
This nigga is going to get you to stoop lower. Why am I this way? This nigga is going to be like, you know what? You here. You're at the bottom.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Might as well go all the way
you
to the bottom
well.
Of the barrel.
Exactly. If that nigga straight evil. He could, if he would have been with me, if it had been two of them, hey, nigga, we here. Fuck it. We here now. And I'm like, no, bro, we're going to be dog. No, nigga, we here. We here. He'd have been saying we here the whole time. Get out of wind up fucking the fat bitch. Pulling him along.
Dre, I don't think that would have been your first time fucking the fat bitch. So I don't think that you would have been too upset.
I cannot. I'm gonna stop laughing like this.
Listen, all I know is this. I don't know much, but I know this. I know that niggas often think with their dick, and my thing is, you had to get off me with you. You know what I'm saying? So you got to get off me with you. So you ain't really worried about, you know what I'm saying, physical safety. So at this point, you know what I'm saying, when we walk in this house, it's like, listen, bitch, I done came all
not
this way. Listen, Linda. I done came all this way and it ain't for nothing. It ain't for them lips.
It ain't for nothing. Not for nothing. Not for nothing. I'm getting some shit. Oh,
I mean, but, like, so I've been catfished before, too. And I've been catfished multiple, you know what I'm saying, decades. But
what, nigga?
Yeah, man, listen. The first, and I think probably the craziest, it was on the phone line, right, back in the day.
I think I know the story.
And the chick fucking, yeah, I told the story before. And well, the chick said she looked like one thing and looked like something totally different, but not really. You know what I mean? So she was like, I don't remember the exact specifics, but she was like, I'm like 5'7", brown skin. I'm going to be wearing blue jeans and a red jacket. All right. So I'm looking for. And at first I played myself. Let's say her name was Sharon. Somebody get off with that outfit on. I said, how you doing, Sharon? No, I'm not. Oh, my bad. Damn, I'm looking real thirsty right now. Let me just fall back. So I'm waiting. I'm looking. I'm seeing females like that. I make eye contact with them, nothing, blah, blah, blah. All right, I ain't still staying out here forever playing myself. That's not going to happen. I'm going to wait one more train. If Jean get off this next train, I'm out of here. Get off the train. There's two females. One of them is like, oh, look at her. She got this. Oh, those are blue jeans. Oh, all right, that's a red jacket. That's not really red, but oh, let's hope it's red. You know what I'm saying? It was the other chick, though. This chick don't just got red jeans on. She don't just got blue jeans on. The bitch got blue overalls. And I'm like, whoa. What's on? That looks very farming. Okay, no doubt. And she got a red jacket, but it's open. Okay, no doubt. And she's like a little bigger than, you know, like she's 5'7 in height, but also like 5'7 in width almost. So we walk up. Now I'm just saying. So we walking up the steps. And the way that it was, you got to walk up three sets of steps to get to, you know what I'm saying, outside. So the first set of steps, you know me, I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm jovial nigga, I like jokes, whatever. So, ha ha ha, how you doing, blah, 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 blah. We going back and forth, and I'm on her right side of the first set of steps. And I say something, and she laugh, I look, I say, oh, shit, she missed her teeth on the right side. Oh, all right.
So, I got one of them stores too.
We walking up the second set of steps, and I happen to be on her left side, and I say something, and she start laughing, and I'm like, she ain't got no teeth on this side. Wait, hold on. This the same side I was on before? She ain't got no teeth on this side and that side, or this the same side? I ain't know. So then we get up the third set of steps, and this actually leads you outside to the street. And when you get outside to the street, they're like glow balls. Like, so it's a long lamp, and at the top of the lamp, it's a big ball. And we walking up, and at the angle that we're walking up, I see something, you know what I'm saying? I guess it's funny or whatever. And she opens her mouth, and I can see straight through her mouth to the fucking globe outside the light bulb. Nigga, I said, this bitch ain't got no teeth except the fucking ones in the front. The shit was ridiculous. All right. So I get through this part, and I'm like, I got to get out of here quick. So I didn't do the fake McDonald's. I did the real Wendy's. So we went to Wendy's. I got her something. I told her 1, 2, 3.
Burger King.
No, son, I don't fuck with Burger King. Wendy's is right across the street, 14th Street, Union Square. Wendy's right there on that corner. Right there. Right there.
Oh,
that
yeah,
corner.
It is right here. Yep.
you know Union Square is right there, that Wendy's. So you
yes.
know I'm talking, coming from the 4 train.
Mm-hmm.
You, steps, you walk you up another steps, and you walk up the last steps. You know what I'm saying? Yo, it is ridiculous how you talk to somebody and you give off one impression of yourself. like I'm not going to fucking see you in a matter of minutes. Like, why would you do that to yourself? We're talking in contemplation of meeting each other momentarily, bitch. You go tell me that you look like A, B, and C, and you look like a cab? No, that's not
that. Not a cab. A cab.
I mean, technically that is A, B, and C, but no, bitch, you got a whole fucking VIN number, you big bitch.
Golly. Golly.
I have a story about being catfished. I have a story. So I met this guy on the chat line, and we were supposed to go out. And he comes to pick me up, and I'm like, okay, he looks nothing how he describes himself. Like, everything he said, he was the exact opposite. So I said, you know what? I said, okay, you know what? Let me not be shallow. Let me not be an asshole. I'm going to go out on this date. So I'm thinking, we had made arrangements to go for dinner. So I said, okay. So I'm thinking we're going to a restaurant to have dinner. No, this man takes me home to meet his parents.
I remember this story. That's funny.
The first date. This is my first time meeting him. And he took me to his parents' house for dinner. And his dad was cool, and his mom's was cool. But, like, his brother and his girlfriend was there. So this was, like, family dinner type shit that I shouldn't have been involved in whatsoever. So the guy and his brother get into it. Like, they get into a disagreement. And then the girlfriend is pregnant. So she starts crying. This whole dinner was like such a disaster. And they were like, you know, I'm sorry, this was such a bad dinner. You know, you come by, you know, we'll do it again. I'm not gonna come back for this shit. So the dad was like, how do you feel, you know, about our son? I was like, I just met him. Like, we're not
30 minutes ago.
Like, we're not. Like, I don't
what's
know.
What's your son's name again?
Right. Like, and I'm like, yo, why would you bring me to a family dinner type shit, bro? Like, we had been talking on the phone for a while. And I'm like, well, why would you think that would be okay to take me to your parents' house as if, though, like, we serious or some shit?
Yeah, I was serious. You were his girlfriend.
I wasn't. Girlfriend. I wasn't.
No. Obviously, you were. You just didn't realize it.
I'm sorry. No.
She out here in the whole relationship and ain't knew it.
All right, check this out. Mama there, daddy there, brother there, brother, pregnant girlfriend there,
yes.
I'm there, you my girl.
Yep. Yeah, that's how it went down.
And you better have my back when I bust my brother's damn head, too.
Right, you better have my back.
Another thing was, like, I was dressed for a date, so I wouldn't say that, like, I didn't have my titties and my ass out and that like that.
I got a question.
Uh-huh.
So, you said you were dressed for the date, right?
Yeah.
Was your titties out?
I just said they wasn't.
She just said they wasn't.
Hey,
nigga, you need to listen. This is why you single. You don't listen.
So
it wasn't that I had, like, my titties and my ass out, but, like, I was dressed to go out on a date. These niggas got on
super cute.
like, they got on white tees and shorts and slides. And I'm like,
so you click clacking coming through the house, hard bottom shoes, ass up.
So I got questions.
And these niggas is sliding.
I got questions. So when he picked you up, is he had on a white tee and some slides?
No, he had on regular jeans and jeans and a dress shirt. I was like, okay. This ain't what I thought, but okay, like, I'll deal with it. Like, either way, I'm still cute, so at least, you know, people ain't going to say I look funny if we run into somebody I know.
You stupid.
But it was just like, bro, why would you? And I'm like, so now, he came to pick
me
up.
Yeah, I wasn't going to run into nobody. You know where he was taking you.
No, not at all. So he came to pick me up, right? Which I realized in hindsight was like a bad idea. So I was like, okay. So now him and like dinner's over. Okay, so like mom then made dinner or whatever the case may be. So they had dessert, and you know how they do the coffee and everything else.
What did I eat?
I think bougie. What did I have for dinner?
It was beef and like some other shit. It wasn't good, but it wasn't bad. Like, it was decent because I was hungry.
Greedy-ass nigga.
So now we in the car, right? And we on the way, and like, he's taking me back home. Because like, after dinner, he's like, well, you know, do you want to do something else? No, I want to go home. Like, I want to go home, period. Oh, like,
man.
It's nothing. Yeah, I wanted to go home. So I'm like, so we sit in the car, and he just driving. I'm like, yo, why would you take me to go meet your parents as if, though, like, we together or something? He was like, well, you know, I just thought it would be nice if, you know, we had a family dinner. I'm like, bro, I'm not even your girl. Like, I don't, like, this is my first time meeting you. So after that, so like I never called him back. So I never called him again, and he never called me. But his father texted me.
Uh oh. Oh, she made an impression on the daddy. She out here saying I can date.
So the father texted me and he asked me, you know, would I be coming? Because like it was on the weekend. So I guess it was coming back around. I guess they do, like, weekend dinners. So he says to me, you know, he asked me, he was like, well, you know, will you be coming back for dinner? I was like, no, sir. Like, I'm not going to come back for dinner. And he's like,
ever.
Oh, ever. Man. Like, he was sad. And I think, you know, I guess he told his wife or whatever. I'm not coming. Like, why would you, like, what? Like, the first date, like, you really, of all the things you could have, like, done, you took me to a family dinner. That wasn't necessarily a family dinner, because that shit, everybody looked like they was just chilling, and then everybody got hungry at the same time.
Everybody got hungry at the same time.
Like, dad had on a wife beater and shorts. And house slippers. Mom had on her nightshirt. You know how after a long day you put on your night clothes? Like, that's what she had on.
She took a bra off.
It was over. Her day was done. Yeah. No bra, no nothing. And the brother had on he had on full thought attire. He had on a white tee. He had on basketball shorts. He had on the white socks and slides. I was like, wait, so if he got a pregnant girlfriend, why is he dressed like he got a dick appointment? You know what? Okay. I'm not even. And then I'm like, And then I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh, you know, where's the bathroom? So then all you hear is me in the heels, click, 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 across the linoleum. Mm. I'm like, this is some bullshit.
Not the linoleum.
Yes, the linoleum.
Damn. Hey, Ron.
Yeah.
So mine happened like this. Another damn, I met this chick off a tag, right?
Right.
So we went to eat and shit, and I noticed every time she would buy her damn food, she would put a napkin in front of her face. So when she would pick the food up and put a napkin in front of her face, and she would bite this whole damn napkin. I'm like, why the fuck is she doing this shit? I said, I know this bitch ain't that bougie. She's like, she was super bougie, but I was like, I know she's not this bougie. So we went out to eat, and everything was good.
Mm-hmm.
So I dropped her back off at the crib, but I noticed she wouldn't, you know, like she would talk, but she wouldn't. And then, like, she would try to cover her face up, whatever. So I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm cracking mad jokes trying to make this motherfucker laugh. She was laughing, but she was like, cover her face up, or whatever. I'm like, what the fuck is going on with this motherfucker's mouth, man? Like, what the fuck? So I leave, and I got halfway down the steps, and she was like, yo, you wasn't gonna stay? I was like, oh shit. I'm like, okay. So I'm going back up to the motherfucker. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go ahead, do what I do. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna fuck crap. Man, so after we get done, she's laying there and she's asleep, right? But I'm laying there and I'm trying to go to sleep, but I couldn't sleep, so I kept the TV on. But I kept noticing while the TV light was on, right? This bitch was snoring and her fucking lip was just shaking. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? Like, she was snoring in the, you know how the cartoons, when the lip, and they be snoring, the lip be moving all weird shit. So her lip was just moving all fucking crazy and shit. I was like, this bitch must ain't got no teeth on one side or whatever. So my dumb ass, I sat there, she was asleep. Man, me trying to be Mr. Damn Inspector, I was lifting her fucking lip up with my fingers. Man, her whole left side was gone. I said, God damn. Like, what the fuck? Man, and so I put her lip back down. Steady snoring, her shit was just shaking like a motherfucker. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, damn. So, years later, we go to the, me and best friend go to TOS. So then we go to the party down there and shit. But she walks up and she's like, hey, how you doing? I didn't know who the fuck she was because she was smiling and shit. Like, damn. And then I look, oh, shit, what's up? And I'm like, damn, yeah. All happy and smiling and shit. What's up, you? Yeah, now you're still here. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, I bet you do get the damn other side pick.
Oh my God!
Oh, you don't know about the girl who boo booed it. Hey, she be in the club too.
So, I had met this chick off tag. We sat there, we
did
whatever.
Okay.
Nice little chocolate, nice little chocolate thing. She go to A&T, so cutie pie. I'm like, okay, this one here might be the shit. So,
she was.
She really was. She really was. Literally, she was the shit. Literally. So we met at the club and shit. We had a ball, had a nice little time. So a nigga was like, yo, man, that's no fuck like that, man. Said, how you meet? I said, man, we met online. I didn't know she was going to be here. All right, we get to the crib and shit. First night, everything was good to go. Everything was good to go. The next night, she said, yeah, I'm going to bring you something to eat, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, all right, cool. She said she was going to cook. So she bought that old mean-ass gangster meal over there and shit. So I had an eight. And all of a sudden, she jumps up. She was like, oh, I got to eat fast. I got to pee. I'm like, all right, brother, I got to go ahead. Man, I noticed that this is like, I'm still in this smashing this damn dessert she done got me and shit. I'm like, God damn, she been in that motherfucker for a minute. All right, so I had this little Jesus thing, this little portrait of Jesus had this little focus on it and stuff, right? So, the damn thing, that shit was, you can read that shit, and probably was like a good damn shit. Don't even take a second. This helper said, oh, she comes out the bathroom and instantly damn started damn on the defense. Oh, I took so long without reading your picture thing in there. I like that. I'm like, I'm sitting there thinking to myself, that motherfucker wasn't that goddamn long. What the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? That shit wasn't that goddamn long. You lying. Man, listen. She's like, well, I gotta go. But she just jumped up real quick, like, I gotta go. I'm like, all right, damn. Like, you ain't gonna stay. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna break the ball off. No, I gotta go, I'm gonna talk to you later. I said, all right. So she run into the damn car and shit. I'm trying to walk the bitch to the car. This bitch damn just drug me to the damn car, running. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this motherfucker, man? Nigga. When I tell you she left, I said, damn, man. I said, shit, I'm going in and piss right quick. Man, I go in my motherfucking damn bathroom, man. Them damn tourists and that motherfucker swimming around in that motherfucker like a goddamn summer damn day on a hot summer day with a bunch of black ass kids in that motherfucker. Man, oh my God. Tears all at the top of the motherfucker, man. I couldn't even get the goddamn plunger down in there to plunge the motherfucker without them motherfucking tears falling in the goddamn floor. Man, I was so fucking mad, man. I was like, this nasty, stinking, booty ass little girl that came over the motherfucker and then threw my shit up. I was like, you nasty bitch, you. That motherfucker, I was wrong. She fucked my goddamn toilet up so damn bad, man. I was in that motherfucker about 40 minutes trying to get that damn plunger to get that shit down. Nigga, I had to break out my black rubber gloves to put the shit in the toilet because it didn't change out of the damn toilet. I was extra damn hot. Man, I was so fucking mad. Once again, my dumb ass, and I don't know why I'm always in this fucking situation, I called best friend. I said, yo, this dude came up here and fucked my toilet up so bad. This shit all in my throat. And then this happened. Hey, that sounds like a shitty situation. Like, what the fuck? No, like, she ain't got no time to got that. She could have been like, yo, that's fucked up. We're going to ride on that bitch. So we're going to fuck up. We're fucking up your toilet. Oh, my God. Jesus, listen, I was so fucking mad. Yo, I was like, man, I can't believe this bitch came to my motherfucking crib and took a motherfucking number, goddamn 12. She didn't take a number 2. This bitch took a number 12. She fucked my toilet up, dog. I was so goddamn mad. Then I'm calling this bitch, right? I done called this motherfucker for a week straight. No answer. This motherfucker was still sending me straight to the goddamn voicemail. So I'm trying to play nice. I was like, yo, you want your Tupperware back? You know, so I'm trying to tell her she get her Tupperware back. So that way, when she pick up the phone, I can cuss her goddamn ass out. This bitch, ew, she didn't say a goddamn word. So, me and best friend and, me and best friend and somebody else were walking downtown one night. We were coming from, we went to one of the clubs downtown, right? And so, we were chilling. This bitch was coming down the goddamn sidewalk. And I seen her, but I had my beard off, and I couldn't say shit. I was like, this motherfucker here, man. I couldn't say nothing, but I was so fucking drunk. I was like, man, fuck it. It is what it is. So the next day, I go to the damn convenience store across the street from the crib. This bitch already go to A&T. She was at that motherfucking damn store. She comes to the damn, she's like, hey. I said, well, hey, how you doing, funk ass? She's like, what you doing? I said, bitch, you broke my goddamn toilet 3 months of fucking ago. What the fuck wrong with you? Everybody in the store looking at me all crazy and shit. I'm like, hey, you back there and threw my goddamn toilet up and left. She had shit on my fucking floor and shit. Man, she was black as hell with her red. She was trying to red as fuck in the face. I took her goddamn ass out of that damn store. I said, did you ever in your life fuck somebody else toilet up like that? I said, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, yo. And I said, what the fuck did you eat that goddamn night to make you? I said, I hope it wasn't your damn cookies. If I ate the shit, I ate shit like that. Like, what the fuck? I guess you got them 500 of these damn shit like that. And you let them big ass damn dinosaur turds in my damn toilet and shit. Blessing all the niggas talk about you reading the Bible scripture. I don't want a damn Bible scripture in my goddamn toilet. You left motherfucking Lucifer and the whole crew in my goddamn toilet for me to clean the fuck up. I'm
thinking sick. Oh, God. Listen. Y'all see why I can't help but laugh.
I'm thinking that he gonna get, you know what I'm saying, a supportive friend.
Look, I don't know why he said every time he called, I laugh. Every time. What you want me to do?
I want you to be like, yo, let's go jump. I want you to be like Smokey, let's jump. You know what I mean? Do some shit like that. Yeah, she laughed from a healthy goddamn. I'm talking about a healthy deep spot. She just yak.
That nigga said she ain't take a number two, she took a 12.
And me, my dumb butt sound like a city.
Man, I was like, yo, I was like, damn, I know you got a big old ass, but god damn, I know them credits did not come out of your damn ass. You shitting like that, I know you getting dick in your ass, yo, because them turds was nice and juicy. Like, what the fuck? Them bitches was fat fuck. Like, fat bitch. Big old fucking turds been in my goddamn flow.
I can't. Oh, God. I'm sorry, best friend. I'm sorry that I be laughing at you. I'm sorry.
She not.
No, you're not.
I'm sorry. I'm not. Because that shit was hilarious. You understand?
I'm sorry, best friend.
And look, you don't get mad at me because I made the post on Facebook. I don't give a fuck. You be mad at me all you goddamn want. I'm glad you're playing shows. And then her damn homegirl was like, I can't believe you shitted in his damn house like that. Like, yeah, that nasty bitch did that shit. Oh, fat foot, nasty foot, temper.
I don't think my head's going to be right in the morning. Oh, Lord. Oh, that's funny. I'm sorry. I should be a better friend. But stop putting yourself in these situations and then coming back and telling me about
shit.
It.
Oh, yeah, that shit, man. I'm, you know me, I'm done with tag and goddamn fucking damn plenty of fish and all that bullshit. That shit right there is for the goddamn bird.
Ain't
that no goddamn mo.
I don't understand how trip. I met the truck driver on tag. We've been friends for a long time. Now, I don't know what type of history y'all people be having. I don't know.
Dudes don't do that shit. They trying to get the pussy. They ain't thinking about damn catfish and no damn body. Just the little young niggas that do this shit try to rob you and shit. But niggas ain't thinking about that shit, when, especially when the bitch damn inbox keep trying to fuck. She ain't gonna sit there, yeah, I got all these, I got 12-pack. I ain't got a 6-pack. I got a 12-pack. You show up with a whole goddamn keg. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
Now we are approaching the last 5 minutes of the show. Amash, don't think we got you going to skip out of here and not tell us what you're getting into this weekend. I don't know if Ron is still up, but we made it to hearing.
I was just looking at the time.
Y'all was talking and shit. So tomorrow morning, I have an appointment. That's a couple things we're going to do tomorrow at this appointment. So one of my friends, she does, is it cryosculpting? Have y'all ever heard of that? Cryosculpting?
Mm-hmm.
Or cool sculpting?
Right.
So mm-hmm. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to go get me some cool sculpting to the stomach and this back. So we can lose some inches real quick before this birthday, because this 40 is about to pop off real big. So we're going to do that in the morning. Also, she does vaginal steam. I'm going to give me a whole brand new cat. Yep. That's what I'm doing tomorrow.
So she go, you know what I'm saying, freeze some of the fat away, and then she go steam the cat away.
She gonna rejuvenate the cat with some steam.
Right. Rejuvenate, right. When I steam, yeah. I got you. So she going from the back to the cat.
What? Yep, something like that. Something like that. Yep, that's what we doing tomorrow. That's what we're doing them all. That's what we're doing. We're going to be out here in these streets. I'm
done. I could be totally wrong, unless maybe this is part of the procedure also.
Who is out here going to an appointment?
My bad.
Joy? Go ahead.
This nigga, wait, you know what? I'm off of Imaj. This nigga is say fuck these websites. I got my car back.
And he's just out here in these streets riding around and getting it.
I'ma find these bitches in the streets because I'm looking pretty out here in this bitch.
That's what he gotta do. I hear just hauling around in these streets.
Nah.
What? This nigga said no.
I'm right around the corner from the crib. I just stopped at the stuff.
Man, what the fuck around the corner from the crib got to do with hauling?
Nothing. Hoes live around the corner down the street, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
I just made it quiet. You know what I'm saying? Cat got his tongue. I ain't mad. I wish my tongue did.
What?
Oh, my bad. Did I say that? My bad.
Yeah, you did. You fucking bitch. You did. Say that out loud. So, yeah, those are my plans for tomorrow. And then after that, I'm going to go spend time with little best friend. Because she told me on Sunday before I left to go to work, she said she hadn't seen me. And so that she said, when you get back from work, you got to come see me. So I'm going to go see little best friend. And we're probably going to play. Cut. Listen, my niece is like that 5-year-old. You can't put nothing past her. She ain't going to forget. She'll be like, Auntie Amy, you said. Yeah. So I got to go hang with the little best friend for a little while. And then I might just do some fuck shit in the world because I got 3 days off. I don't know. Yeah, I have 3 days off. I might just do some fuck shit. You know, go test out my rejuvenated cat. I'm dumb.
Tell
her. Oh, Lord.
You asked me to do the bullshit at the end. know what I'm saying? I'm going
what?
To do this.
What I do?
I'm going to do this. I'm going to check out this person. And then I just may do some fuck shit. It's possible I may do some fuck shit.
What?
The fuck out of here with your lying ass, nigga. The fucking cryo and the fucking steam is the fucking precursor to fuck shit. It's actually the precursor to
right.
Epic fuck shit is what it's the precursor to.
What?
Epic what? Fuck shit.
What?
Thank you.
What?
This is the real funny part right here. Basically,
in neck
said,
area, all up in
you
there.
Listen.
This is detonated steam down vagina, nigga.
She said, after she get it done, she's gonna go do some fuck shit. So she's basically gonna take that motherfucker for a test drive like she done bought a damn new car.
She just fucking Carvana. No, I'm saying she just confronted the new fucking back.
I feel like I'm being judged.
And you talking about, I might. And here this nigga go with the ding ding, in and out of cars again. Yeah, around the corner. I bet, nigga. Whole ass. This nigga. Some motherfuckers is the nastiest fucking best friends I ever fucking met in my life.
What?
Y'all niggas.
Oh, God.
It's me, though. It's me. No doubt. I'm sorry. I'm the bad guy.
That nigga said she's going to go test drive the coochie. What the fuck?
No, I did not say that.
By the way,
no, I'm gonna save it.
Whole fucking upper torso, everything from the thighs up is gonna be rejuvenated, nigga.
Listen, and she do okay. So, and with the cryo stuff, she does butt lifts. I might not have to get surgery because y'all know I was going to get my stomach done in my ass.
God damn, so you basically going to get a goddamn overhaul? What the fuck?
What? I'm just saying. What?
And I'm just not saying a motherfucking thing else.
What? What you want me to say? What you want me to do? My friend, she needs a model. She needs somebody to be like, okay, yeah, you can take pictures when my stomach and my back and stuff. Yeah, take pictures, girl. I'm here for it. I support my friends.
This nigga.
What? What I say? What I do? What? I need y'all to understand I ain't doing nothing.
Not nothing. You Gucci. You ain't do nothing.
I ain't do nothing. I ain't doing nothing.
Anyway.
Because I was having a conversation with one of my other girlfriends, and she said that she had it done and that she feels like she got a new cat. I just want to see what it feels like. She said she felt like a whole, she said, like, her, she said, what she say? She said, I felt like my cat started over. Like, all the bad, all the juju, all of it just started over. Like, you know, can have multiple partners over the years. Yeah, she said she felt so brand new.
I mean, I hear that, and that sounds good.
But what?
Tata was still within that same pussy. You ain't steam away none of that fucking, he was all up in there.
Wow. I just want to see what it's like. I want to see if... Never mind. I'm not going to say that part out loud.
Please finish that sentence before you cue the white woman. Please say that sentence.
Nope. Come on.
Nope.
Negative.
not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it.
Do it for the grind.
Nope. Not gonna do it.
Do it for the grind.
No, I'm not gonna do it.
I ain't gonna do it.
Nope. Nope, nope.
Gas.
Okay. What I'll do, I won't say it on air. I'll tell y'all in the as we doing a live.
Nah, man. I gotta get upstairs.
Now, you told me. Okay, so I'm gonna put it in the group chat. How about that?
All right, do that.
I'll put it in the group chat. Do it that way. Okay. All right. Let's 12:05. I'm going to bed. I'm about to take me another drink and go to bed. I'm tired. All right, y'all be good. Y'all be good this weekend. Don't do no shit I wouldn't do.
You got the fucking audacity to say that.
Yo, you beat me to it. Oh, fucking God, you beat me to it. I'm like, wait a minute. How the fuck you didn't just say that? Don't do nothing I wouldn't do. You about to what? What? You about to go to the damn automotive shop. I said, don't do nothing I wouldn't do. God damn.
Look.
This nigga said the automotive shop.
You about
right.
To go to the Department of Maintaining Vaginas.
Anyway, get off this line. I'm sick of y'all.
She about to renew her license.
I'm sick of you people. Go to bed. And we shall talk at another date. Maybe next. You know what? What's next week? I don't know. We'll be here, I guess. We'll find. We'll decide. So y'all be good. And yep, all the jazz. Good night, Black.
Yeah. Deuces.
Good night. I got to log back into the computer. Oh, wait a minute. Give me a second. That walked away. Okay.
Oh.